Charles Merrill is an American philanthropist who has devoted his life to education, and one project close to his heart is a program of scholarships for Czech students. In fact, he has spent $7 million sending over 200 young Czechs from Bartsky University in Olomouc to colleges in the United States. Recently, Mr. Merrill, who is 86 years old, was thanked for his great generosity by the Czech foreign minister, who presented him with a special award. When Ian Willoughby spoke to Charles Merrill, he explained that his ties to this country go way back.
When I was a boy of 18 and was a first-year student at Harvard University, I'd come to Prague because I was always fascinated by Czech and Polish history. And my father saw Europe. He loved to travel, but his Europe was London and Paris, Venice and Rome. And so I was a difficult teenager, and I said, my Europe is Prague and Warsaw.
What year was that when you first came here, and what are your strongest memories of your first visit?
39. And it was when the Germans had taken over the Sudetenland, and there was the pressure of both their total domination of the Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, and the coming of the war. So I came in here in, my guess is, early August of 1939, just before the war.
What was the atmosphere here like in those days? What was the city like?
It was the sense that the world was about to be overwhelmed.
And after that, after the war, you maintained ties with the Czechoslovakia?
Well, I became married by then, and my wife and I came to the world which was dominated by the communists. We made trip after trip. I think we must have made 5 to 6 journeys to here when it was under communist control. And it was fascinating to see how much of the Czech spirit existed despite all the memories of the German pressure and the communist pressure.
After the fall of communism, you set up the Czech or Czechoslovak and Polish education project. Why those two particular countries?
No, it was fundamentally, it was Czech. And every so often I had Polish friends and I would raise money for an individual scholarship. But for the Czechs, it was a group. It was 14 men and women going to 9 different American colleges. So that started in 1990 and still exists today.
What are you hoping the students get from the experience of studying in America?
Well, it was interesting. Women in Czech world are not as important as men. Therefore, nobody cares about their education. So therefore, in this program, I gave scholarships to 150 women and 72 men.
And do you think the women get more out of it then than the men might?
Men are more wrapped up in the tight, intense pressure for their career. Science, law, medicine, humanities. Women have the freedom to experiment.
Charles Merrill speaking there to Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby on a recent visit to Prague.